I love it when people say, well, I live in fear, and Jesus says it's okay to live in fear, and he enables me. I like that word, enables. He enables me by saying, it's okay. You can learn at your own pace. He says that, by the way, in the very first couple lines. This is a required course. Only the time that you take it is voluntary. But to keep insisting that that's what Jesus is saying is okay is really not recognizing that Jesus says all that tongue-in-cheek. He says it tongue-in-cheek because he really is also saying, you know, you can let it all go right now. You don't have to wait until next lifetime. But some people say, well, you know, I'll wait until next lifetime because I'm comfortable with the way it is. I'm comfortable holding on to what I got. I like what I got. I like to be right. Please don't push me. You're pushing me further into fear, and it's your fault that I'm feeling the way I do, but I demand my right to say whatever it is that I want to say. Well, that's okay. Turning this mic over to you, Lisa, who's always saying what she wants to say.
I love what you're sharing, Dove, because I was actually driving my car. I was headed over somewhere yesterday, and I was thinking, good or bad, right and wrong, there are two ways to see that. I don't know, it's just really profound lately. I was looking at this, that something can be good or bad for me, but not necessarily good or bad. And something can be right or wrong for me, but not necessarily right or wrong. And the difference is, am I dealing with guilt or am I dealing with healing? For example, the Holy Spirit will guide me and will say, this is what I would rather you do, and this is what I would rather you don't do. And this, I would rather you do it for your highest good. And this, if you don't do this, you will suffer, it will be a delay, and it will be harder. But it doesn't make you guilty. It doesn't make you guilty. But it does make you suffer. What you were saying, Dove, was so perfect, because Jesus does say, yes, you have the right to make any decision that you want to make. You can delay all you want. So there's no guilt in it. He's removing the shame, he's removing the judgment of you, knowing that you're innocent. But when you really get that you have a choice between heaven and hell, in this moment, and you choose hell, you're punishing yourself. And guilt is actually a fear of punishment. And so he's basically saying, I'm not going to punish you, but you are punishing you. And when you want to stop punishing you, then you will ask for help. And so there is a good and bad and a right and wrong, but it's not our judgment of it. It's not based on guilt. It's based on what is in our highest good so that we can be at peace and accept the atonement. That's what it's based on. I love it. So anyway, I just wanted to share because you sparked it in me, Dove, when you were sharing. I love what you were just sharing, and I'm dropping the mic. Thanks.
Okay. I just want you to know, I thought what you just said is brilliant, literally brilliant, and you were into it about 2 minutes before I said, how come I didn't record this? And I started recording just as you said, thank you for letting me share it. So, yes, Jesus is taking the guilt out of your choice, but he's telling you throughout this course, you can choose once again. You can choose right now. In fact, there's that one section called the immediacy of salvation. And even though you can read that section, and he'll actually tell you that the time and space, which is the same illusion, just thought of a little differently, time and space are the same illusion. Time and space is used as a justification for failure to forgive. That, as a matter of fact, you can choose heaven right now. Heaven is not a place. You don't die to go to heaven. Heaven is knowing that you are one with all. You are one with your Father, that you are one with love. The function of love is one. So you can talk about love any way you want, but until you recognize your unity, your oneness, your sameness, that you are joined, that you are forever the love of God, that love is eternal. It is not temporary in time or in space. You're just fooling yourself. But what you said, I'm going to go back to what you said, he just wants you to know that he doesn't see you as guilty. He sees you as innocent. But as long as you continue to choose to hear the voice of self-doubt, the voice of fear, the voice of saying, I'm right, don't do this to me, I don't want to be pushed, I am listening to a voice that punishes me, that I am punishing myself. And that's why he says in chapter 6, which is teach only love, for that is what you are, which is the message of the crucifixion, which obviously we all understand the word crucifixion is, that we have crucified God's Son, and the way we crucify God's Son is we crucify ourselves. We don't crucify, it isn't that somebody crucified Jesus, which, you know, 2,000 years said, well, he died for your sins. No, we crucify our brother and ourselves every single day, whether it's right here in this room or in any other room or any other place, by seeing ourselves as separate, apart, and different. And while I see separation is real, and specialness is real, and differences is real, I will crucify in the name of Jesus or somebody else, maybe in the name of God. I love it when people say for 2,000 years we use the name of Jesus and God to correct all the world's ills. You know, we launch crusades and inquisitions and executions and all kinds of things in the name of God. So obviously, if you're here in this room, you saw something is crazy about that. There's something insane about saying that you're killing somebody or crucifying somebody or punishing somebody in the name of love. And that's why Jesus says in that same section, chapter 6, section 1, he says, I am sorry. Usually when I say that, people say, Jesus said, I'm sorry. Where? Show it. In chapter 6, section 1, he says, I am sorry. My brothers have not made the decision to hear only one voice because I know it hurts them. So anyone can choose to hear only one voice, but it takes practice.